Log Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello, is that John?
Yes, how are you doing? Welcome to your show tonight. I am having difficulties with Zoom.
Yeah, so we are on the radio program.
Okay.
Great.
Well, I'd like to welcome you tonight. I'll just say a little bit about our show and we'll jump right in, okay?
Sounds good.
Hold on just a second. Okay. All right, here we are again, folks, working through the technical difficulties here, but here, as always, on Just Talking. We're calling this the fourth leg, and we're calling it the Phoenix Rising again, only because during these troubling times here and all around the world, you know, we have to find ways to rise up out of the ashes and start making new lives. One of the ways we do that is to talk about things that help us live now and enjoy our lives now. This is by working on several things, the enhancement of the mind, body, and spirit, and also now we're adding something we call the fourth leg, which can be known as success or working on one's economic situation. And as a result of that, we're interviewing some very interesting people. We have a guest tonight. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing her name correctly. I think it's Susanna Mihajlovic. Is that your correct pronunciation?
That was pretty good. Pretty good, John. So very good. Pretty good. So Mihajlovic. It's a silent J.
Okay.
That the J throws people out. Yeah.
Okay. Mihajlovic. Okay. Thank you. And she is an elite performance and success coach. Also a Proctor Gallagher Institute consultant, and she also has written several books, is a best-selling author, and she's a speaker, and also has a website that you can check out in our description, and as we mail out some of the links to the show later on, that'll be in the description for you. And she is going to speak a little bit about her work in the world and how she is working to make this place a better world, not only for herself, but for everybody, and especially to help empower people on the individual level to be the best person that they can be. So welcome once again, Susanna. How are you doing?
Thank you so much. I'm very well, thank you, John. How are you?
Good, very good. The Zoom thing threw me in a loop for the last minute, but I'm fine.
That's okay. We found each other, right?
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah. They always say there's a book called The Book of the Five Rings, and it's supposed to be about it talks about always use two swords. You have a long sword and a short sword. So if you get in a tight place and you can't use the long sword, you'll have the short one available. And I've always followed that.
Uh-huh.
So that works very well.
Absolutely. Great advice.
Yeah.
Great advice.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about yourself. How are you? And tell me a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I'm one of the top success and elite performance coaches. I have a success coaching company called Your Two Minds. Worked very closely with Bob Proctor when he was alive. He became a friend of mine and currently running a very, very special program with his son, Brian Proctor. So what we do is basically we help people understand themselves first and foremost, understand the power that they have within themselves, because we don't learn about our own internal power through the education system. And we help people understand how to tap into that power so that they can break through their subconscious programming into the success that they want. We all have a very different definition of what success is, and I truly believe that we all have a gift and we're all on this planet to serve, to express our gift. And life is not meant to be mundane, you know. It can be anything that we want it to be.
Okay. Yeah. I actually think this is a coincidence. I was writing a book, and it was about an e-book, and I was working on it. I was talking about how deep in the subconscious you have these thoughts and ideas planted, and how they actually affects the way you think you're thinking and can push you in a certain direction. And I swear, I think I was looking for a reference, and I might have gone to your website. Your website sounds very familiar, and I found the reference I was looking for, I think, about how people's subconscious mind or deep collective subconscious could affect themselves. So I think it's very strange that we're on here right now, you know.
So I think that there are no coincidences. I think people come together for a reason, and I think, you know, the more you understand who you are, the more these synchronicities and beautiful experiences start to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So this is meant to be.
Okay. So what made you, how did you get interested in the type of work you're doing?
Sure. So, John, this has been a lifetime journey for me. One of my earliest childhood memories was just really connecting to people on that emotional level. I was one of those children that was different, I guess, and I would attract people of all ages. Babies would be attracted to me. You know, 80-year-olds would be attracted to me. There was just something inside me that would calm and uplift souls. And I believe that was, thinking back, I was able to connect with people on a deeper level and understand where they're at, mm-hmm. and understand that they have, you know, great potential. I came from a migrant family, so obviously, I live in Australia. I was born in Australia of migrant parents from Serbia. So the surname is from Serbia, and having been from, born in a migrant family where parents did not have opportunity for education, my father taught me how to dream. He had big dreams for my future. So what that did for me was, whilst we were severely bullied at a young age, I kind of escaped the bullying and the pain by dreaming, and I would always dream to be doing this work as an adult. And one thing led to another. I completed, you know, a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology, Counselling, and then ended up in senior management in the helping profession. But always had a dream of working and sharing the stage with Bob Proctor, the great, being friends with him. And one thing led to another, and here we are.
Well, it's excellent that you did that, though. I mean, really. The dream of it and sort of fulfilling it, you know. There's so many people, I think, that are so put into a little box when they're young, mm-hmm. and they never had these great dreams. So it sounds like when you were, your father and your parents had a lot to do with implanting this idea, dreaming, going beyond the boxes, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And they did it without realizing, you know, what they were doing. You know, it was from their hardships that they thought, right, you've got to get an education. You're going to be a doctor. I'm like, I have never wanted to be a doctor, but it did allow me to, you know, it made me think bigger. So absolutely. And look, I think that every single one of us have something within us that we need to be expressing in this world. And whether you had a father like mine or not, we all have our challenges and struggles on the path to self-expression, to achieving or to being who we want and having what we would love in this life. Having said that, though, I really, truly, truly believe whether you had a father like mine or not, you have the potential to be, do, or have anything you want in this life. That's absolutely 100% certain.
I think so too. But how do you get people to move beyond the walls that either they put up themselves to feel safe or somebody put around them? You said you do coaching. Is there any example of how you might try to get people to break out of that or even to see who they are really, you know?
Look, I think the first one of the first steps is to really explain to people the power that they have within them. So your mind is absolutely incredible. And also your core essence, that the spiritual part you are is, you know, I mean, you've got the most creative energy within you. And once people understand who they are, the next most important thing is to have absolute clarity with what it is that you want. Because your mind is a goal-seeking mechanism. So when you repeat, the vision or the feeling or the thing that it is that that your goal is, we need goals. We need goals to stretch and grow us. And if your mind does not have a clear goal, it will then move. It will then be absorbed by trivia. You know, what's going on in the news, gossiping. You know, talking about other people, and it will start to think that that's its goal. So what's going to happen? You get into a negative cycle. But if you have a big goal that scares you and that makes you excited at the same time, it scares you because you've never achieved it before and you're excited because you have a desire to have it, then and you stick to it, you'll start to make a decision. So the decision is the next step. Okay, a lot of people have dreams but they never really make a decision to achieve them. Then your mind starts to open up to the next step and the next step and the next step. You don't have to know the how. Now, there's a lot of talk, there's a lot of talk about the law of attraction and manifestation, and you absolutely do have the power to manifest. However, people are frustrated because some of the teachers that are teaching the law of attraction and manifestation might not understand the whole puzzle themselves. So they're not sharing all of the information because they may understand it. So we've got to remember that the law of attraction is the secondary law. The primary law is the law of vibration. And as you mentioned, you know, the subconscious is very powerful. So what is the subconscious mind? Well, it is the emotional mind. What is emotion? Emotion is vibration. So unless you change your subconscious programming, it may be a lot more difficult for you to manifest the dream home or the things that we classify as big. You know, there's no big or small, but our minds, we have judged things as big or small. So that's where the subconscious comes in. Yeah, so we must change our programming to align with what it is that we want.
Okay, yeah, a lot of things I've been working on lately they are aligned with exactly what you're talking about, and people actually being able to create negativity also. If something very deep in your subconscious, they can push like crazy to do something positive and sabotage themselves at the right moment.
That's right.
So it doesn't work.
That's right. And that is And that's why it's so important that people understand their mind, what it is, how it works, and why they've been getting the results that they've been getting up until, you know, this point in their life. But also if they understand that they have absolute infinite potential inside them, they know that any goal that they have is possible for them if they are willing to change.
Okay, that's interesting. That's not something we usually learn in school, you know.
No, that's exactly. Well, exactly. My first degree, my Bachelor of Arts, was in psychology. I majored in psychology, and I learnt a lot about the brain and the five senses, but I did not learn how to tap into my highest potential. So you're absolutely right. I think by bringing this information into the education system, I really believe we can change the human trajectory for the better.
I think so too. I think the problem is like you were talking about, the law of attraction, where they give a sort of a surface thing. I think in psychology too, I have a BA too. I have a BA in psychology.
We both do. There you go.
And I was heavy on social and cognitive social learning. There was a person named Bandura who had this whole cognitive social learning perspective. It eventually evolved into cognitive behavioralism, which is more surface than the other one. The cognitive social learning was talking about ways you learn by watching other people, and you could learn by that, seeing how they got reinforced, and you could pick up that habit, or certain habits could come up, or thoughts could come up at a certain time, and you could be modified and conditioned so those thoughts would come up and you'd think you were thinking. That one went really deep, but people sort of silenced it, you know, and cognitive behavioralism took over. I find that a lot. And a lot of the psychology, they go up to a certain level, and then they stop.
Yes.
They say, well, you have to sublimate and do what satisfies you and not do what you really want.
Yes.
You have to find what satisfies you. And they can't go into the
spiritual
part, which is very damaging.
That's right. And that's I think so too. I totally agree. And that was one of my frustrations in the helping professions. You know, they've missed a massive component of the truth of who we are. And quantum physics, I mean, this is science, this is not woo-hoo. You know, quantum physics now shows us that we are designed to have quantum leaps, whereas, you know, traditional psychology, when I was back at university, it may have changed nowadays. I was, you know, I did my degree 30 years ago, my first one. You know, it may have changed these days, but when I was back at uni, it was just the brain. It did not tap in to the invisible part of who you are. And you miss the invisible part. You miss the whole, big part, huge part of a person's potential. You also miss out on the ease and flow. And, you know, in my experience, the traditional, you know, contemporary methods, and we do need them. We absolutely need psychology and psychologists and counsellors. Absolutely, there is a place for them. But in the coaching side of things, they miss, you know, they stay with realistic goals and taking things one step at a time, which is absolutely understandable. We need to do that in some areas. However, when you look at sports people that you love, you see that what the quantum leaps they have made. You see, you know, records being broken over and over again, the impossible becoming possible. Everything that we see with our physical, the internet was once impossible, but it was alive in someone's mind, you know. So we all have the potential to achieve quantum leaps. In fact, when you understand the whole truth of who you are, You were designed to have quantum leaps in your life.
I think so, too. It's hard to get people. It's so hard to get people to see that, though. I'm glad you're out there doing it. I really am.
Thank you.
When I look at people, I see so much potential, and people are these powerful beings, but most people don't really even know how powerful they are, and they're either tapped down by some belief system, some of the religions will tamp you down.
That's right.
Some of the material scientists will tap you down, trying to go into experience, trying to explore spirituality. Well, not trying to explore it, trying to nullify it. The real scientists explore it, but the ones with the louder voices most of the time are constantly trying to nullify it. So nobody's telling you who you are and what power you have.
That's right.
And it's being measured by how much garbage you have, how much crap you have in the house, or how big your house is.
That's right. They're just focused on the physical part of you, which is a tiny percent of who you truly are. And remember, these are generational paradigms that have been passed down, you know, generation after generation after generation of adults that did not understand who they were and the potential that lay within them. So therefore, they pass it down to their children. Adults that, you know, end up becoming our teachers, end up becoming our significant others as children. So, like children's subconscious minds up until the age of seven are completely open. Their conscious mind is not developed. So therefore, they are absorbing all of this information from adults that are not even conscious, you know, and creating messages about themselves that are not true. So therefore, unless they understand this information, they carry it on into adulthood.
Yeah, that's hard. It's very hard. Yes. So there has one lucky thing nowadays. Lucky and unlucky at the same time, two-edged sword like everything is it now with the communication, with the internet and all of that, there's so much information, good and bad, that people have access to, things that I would never have, things that I learned about in the 90s and was talking about then, people looked at me like I had two heads, you know, but now a lot of that coming out, you know, and
Yes, definitely.
Now I think though that part of what you're doing is even more important because a person has to know what's BS and what's not, and the only way you can tell that is something in your heart, something in your intuition. Because with all these voices coming at you, you have to have something in your intuition that's going to be able to see clearly, you know.
And you raise a very, very important point right there, Boom. You know, one of our greatest intellects alive, Einstein, actually said that intuition is our sacred gift. There was a famous quote by Einstein that said, our intuition is the sacred gift and our intellect is the servant. However, we have created a society that has made a master out of the servant. So we've created a society basically that values the intellect, but it's actually our intuition that is the master. And you raise such a great point because you're absolutely right. This information is now out there and people are waking up and becoming more aware of who they are. But then at the same time, we are inundated with information that is fear-driven, that is designed to market goods to us, you know, so that we go out and purchase. That is not really for our good, all of, you know, not all of it, but some of it is not doesn't have our best interest. So if you do not understand a little bit about your mind, you are opening up your subconscious to be influenced by all of this mm-hmm. information. You have the power to tap into your intuition or to reject any information that's coming to you, and you do that with your conscious mind. So really important point that you've just made. You know, intuition is very, very important, but also some understanding of your conscious and subconscious, and that you have a choice when somebody mm-hmm. is saying to you, you are X, Y, and Z, and you uh-huh. feel that that's shouldn't be your truth, you can say, well, no, I reject that idea. So then it doesn't go into your subconscious.
Okay, people don't usually get that either, do they?
No.
Yeah, their power to choose, basically.
Yeah.
Which is very important. Probably the most important thing that human beings have is their power to look over everything, to think about it,
absolutely.
To choose their direction. Yeah.
Yes.
So we're running out of time. Can you tell us how do you help people to see this, and how can people get in contact with you? I have your website in the description here. Is that something, a good place to get in contact with you?
That is. I'll also give our email address and my team will respond. So I work predominantly in groups. I find groups, I do have some one-on-one clients, but that's just a handful. But our group coaching programs are very, very powerful. And when you're working in a group, you actually tap into the energy of everyone else. So it lifts your energy to the next level. I'm currently running a group with Brian Proctor, Bob Proctor's son. It's called Success Magnet. It's a 12-week program. We're actually, the first time we ran it, it sold out in 48 hours. If anybody is interested in hearing more, it's not on the website yet. Just send an email to admin@your2minds.com. So admin@your2minds.com. It is called Success Magnet, and you are co-coached by myself and Brian Proctor. We work with you as a team.
Okay, sounds great. I like the way it's so it talks about the whole self being successful, not just the way we talk about in this paradigm, basically. Which is excellent,
yes.
And which is what we really need today, you know.
Absolutely.
We really need that.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I'm hoping that I could get you on my longer show someday. I'm just starting up
Thank
again.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and it's very good to be with you electronically and to find out you're doing all of this great stuff, you know. I mean, this is something that is totally necessary in the world today, where you have so many voices. It's very necessary to empower people to be able to tell what's real and what's not, and to tap into that wisdom and knowledge that's available to everybody. So I really love the fact that you're doing that. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And it's been my absolute honor to be on your show. And I know that it will take off, because you always deliver great value and important information. So thank you for having me.
Okay. Thank you very much. And you have a great, I guess you're in the afternoon, right? Have a great afternoon and evening. And
thank you so
thanks
much.
Thanks a lot for being with us. Oh, okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And so there you have it, folks. One of the best opportunities to really tap in to a person and to techniques and information that will expand our minds, bodies, and spirits and bring success, not by being greedy, but being able to get out of the walls and out of the boxes and to grow into the powerful, creative beings that we were all meant to be. That is what this show is about. That is what this guest talking, the fourth leg, is about, and Phoenix Rising, rising out of the ashes of information that has been given to us that is inaccurate, so that we can spread our wings and fly. Thanks for being with us, and we look forward to being with you again next week, same time, and earlier Tuesday afternoons on a different station. Thank you very much. Have a great week. Namaste, everyone.
The Phoenix is rising. The Phoenix is rising.
Say what?
The Phoenix is rising. The Phoenix is rising.
What?
The Phoenix is rising. Is rising, rising, rising. The Phoenix is rising. Rising, 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 rising. The Phoenix is rising, 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 rising. The Phoenix is rising, is rising, rising, rising. The Phoenix is rising, is rising, rising. The Phoenix is rising, 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 rising. The Phoenix is rising, is rising.
Say what? God, I'm tired of this.